You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
As girls transition into young women, their spiritual journey becomes a vital part of their identity and purpose. Exploring faith and personal beliefs during this formative time helps shape them into strong, God-centered individuals. This discussion with Shepherdess Mudoya will delve into the importance of nurturing spiritual growth, the challenges girls may face, and how they can cultivate a deep and personal relationship with God. Shepherdess, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I am good, and for my and yourself?
I'm doing great. I'm doing how is Adventist World Radio today?
Hey, we are doing well. It's just a bit chilly. I don't know what's happening. Apparently, there's going to be rain. I don't know why the rain is coming with cold weather, but yeah.
Beautiful. I wish I could have that rain because where I am, it's very hot.
Is it very hot?
And I'm just like, can it rain?
No, we'll bluth it to you. We'll bluth it to you. Don't worry.
Okay.
Indeed. Before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
We're praying. Heavenly Father, we want to say praise and we want to glorify your name this morning. Thank you for this lovely day. And I want to say thank you that we have this opportunity to deep dive into your word and have this discussion about our girls whom we love most. Bless the listeners and bless this discussion. Thank you for hearing our prayer. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we are praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ma, how can we speak about all things growing in Christ? How can now our girl children develop a strong foundation of faith during their formative years, you know, and also why is that important for them?
Okay. So we are saying it is very, very important that the girls develop a faith during their formative years. And then how do they develop this strong faith in their formative years? So we are saying, number one, they need to grow in a relationship with God.
Okay.
We need to help them to have that personal relationship where they can stand on their own, where they can know God at a personal level. So mm-hmm. that will require time and that will require involving them into worship mm-hmm. so that they reach a level where they have a faith. I think we know the stories of Daniel in the Bible where he was taken into captivity. I think what helped him to stand is because he was well rooted. Mm-hmm. Even our young people, they will not go into captivity, but they're going to go in the world
yes.
where we are no longer looking into them, where we are no longer really like controlling or really managing and helping them to make daily decisions. But when they are rooted in their word, that is going to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, I'm going to say they need to be helped to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are also saying, yes, we as the parents know the Bible.
Yeah.
We as the parents know the doctrines that we believe in, but we need to transfer them to our children. We need to help them to start reading the Bible on their own. We need to help them to develop our values, to teach them what are our core values as Adventists, the doctrines that we believe in. And this is the time that it would be good as parents to help our children own a Bible, have their own Bible where they can highlight it however way they they may want to do. And then we are also going to help them to grow in service and also grow in witness. And this is where we need to encourage them to share their own personal testimonies, their own experience of who this God is in their personal journey. And we also need to find a way to, you know, involve them in the evangelistic activities. If we are going out, we're having mission activities, the ones that they can get involved in, let's get to involve them so that they start appreciating that, oh, as Christians, we reach out to others. As Christians, we are served to serve. As Christians, we should keep on, you know, celebrating the personal experiences, the testimonies that we have about our Lord Jesus Christ so that they can grow in witness and in service. And we want them also to grow in the image of God. And talking about the image of God, I think I love what 1 Peter Rather, 2 Peter 1 verses 5 to 9 says, I think that becomes a very good example. 2 Peter is highlighting a lot of interesting things. Number one, he talks about faith. Let me first maybe read the scripture. It is saying, for this reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. So it goes on there. So we are saying they need to grow in the image of God. And this image of God, a Christian, is one that is going to be helped. The child is going to be helped to grow in faith. So this is where we teach them to pray, where we encourage them to attend church, where we introduce them to Christian media like the Adventist World Radio, that they feed their mind with the right stuff. And then we are also going to help them to cultivate goodness, because when we are Christians, the goodness flows in our life. And this is going to mean now we need to introduce them to the rightful environment so that they stand strong in their faith. We also need to teach them to love others. You know, as Christians, they need to be loving, they need to be empathetic, they need to be patient.
Yeah.
And as we demonstrate the patience and the humility, that is going to go. And then we also need to teach them to grow in deeper fellowship with God. So, and this also comes with the church attendancy. We also need to teach them to grow in a victory. How do they overcome sin? How do they grow to learn to have self-control? And how do we teach them to have compassion? So these are all important, because they are going to develop a rooted Christianity. Their faith is going to be grounded.
Yeah.
They are going to overcome so many issues tomorrow. And they are going to learn to live not only for themselves, but for others. They will know who this God is, and that will help them to develop a strong faith.
And very informative there. So looking at, you know, some challenges that are there, what are some of those challenges that girls face in terms of exploring and expressing their faith, you know, their faith, especially in today's society? The other day, I remember we were having a conversation about how we do not have proud Christians, if I can use that word, Christians that are able to stand up and say, you see me, I am a Christian. My God, 1, 2, 3, 4, you know. So what are some of those challenges that our girl children can face or are facing when it comes to expressing their faith?
Let me go by what they are facing, because there are real challenges that they are facing out there. And most of these, I think I want to start with peer pressure. The peer pressure of you know, mixing up with different friends who are coming from different backgrounds, who are having different beliefs. You know, they'll grow up in a home. Haven't we had children that are raised up in a Christian home? They teach them, oh, this is it. But when they go out there, it's like their friends want to water down on all these ideas that they've had. They tell them, no, it's not like that. You don't need to have in the virgin pride, virgin power. You don't need to believe in this. So they mix with friends and they mix with beliefs. And sometimes the beliefs of those that are not Christians, they tend to be stronger, and they can pull them down. And the other challenge also now that brings is it challenges them on expressing their faith openly, expressing their faith openly. You know, it's much easier to express your faith in an environment where everyone else believes in what you believe in. But it becomes challenging to express your faith where other people don't, the majority don't seem to really talk about your same beliefs. So this tends to be challenged. Let me talk about a child who is Adventist. You are the only one who goes to church on Saturday.
Yeah.
The majority go to church on Sunday. So that may not be very, very easy for somebody. But we are saying, I think this is where we need to help our children to stand strong and be outstanding. And then social media influence, we're not going to leave it out. How does it challenge them? It challenges them in issues of time. Time brings in issues of balance. How do they balance? I see young people these days are spending so much time on the social media. It's like when the night comes, 22 hours is like they are 6 hours.
Yeah.
They log into their gadget and they want to stay on up to 03.
Yeah.
And then a person who slept at 03, how do they go to church the following day? How do they... How do they even perform well in class? How do they schedule time for Bible study? So they may come to church in the morning, and the afternoon they feel a little bit tired, and they feel like, I want to sleep. And that they stick on the social media, there are false values that they're going to pick. They are out of the dress codes. They'll pick different things. So this affects their prayer life, and this affects their church attendance, and it seems to conflict with their Christian values that they believe in. And let's talk about self-discipline. So because of these other influences, self-discipline may be a challenge. They may have set for themselves some spiritual goals that they want to achieve, but it may be a challenge when they are having all these issues of social media, of issues of peer pressure coming into. It may really give them a challenge in helping them to achieve their spiritual goals. Let's talk about sexual purity.
Yes.
Sexual purity these days is just being seen as though, well, it's backward. If you talk about virginity, then there's a whole, who are you keeping it for? Who are you sure he's also going to keep himself?
Yeah.
But I think this is where our children need to learn that our virginity is not even for the other man. It's for God. We are going to do it because he said so. He said so, and we are going to obey his word. And we'll stick on because it's going to prevent us from a lot of hate tomorrow, a lot of issues of comparing, and a lot of issues. And then let's talk about broken families. This is a real challenge.
Yes, it is.
What if I have an absent mother? What if I have an absent father? And how do I explore, how do I express my faith when the very people that are supposed to maybe pass on the Christian values are not there, or maybe they are there but not there, you know? And they come in tired, and they walk out very early, they come back very late. And so this leaves these girls with a lot of challenges in expressing and exploring their faith. I think those are some of the issues that are affecting them.
And it becomes a lot. It becomes a lot there. So looking at, you know, the issues, we're always speaking about mentors, we're always speaking about support. So now how can mentors, family members, and faith communities support our girls, you know, in their spiritual growth and help them navigate their beliefs? Because we in SNJ, as the support people, we get stranded. We sometimes get stuck. So how can we help the girl children?
I think we need to continue with I love the African communities. I believe that my neighbor's child is also my child, and we need to take it upon ourselves, both as families, as mentors, and as communities, that issues of modeling faith is now become very crucial to the girls that are surrounding us. So that challenges us to live lives of integrity. And because they learn from us, both from the things that we say and the things that we haven't said, we need to model how we love others so that we transfer these skills practically. Remember, actions speaks louder than words. What we do speaks to them louder than even what we just say. How do we demonstrate forgiveness so that we teach them how to forgive? Are we reading God's word? Are we just talking about reading God's word, but are we really practicing it in our homes?
Yeah.
So if we are going to practice our model faith in our daily living, it's going to be much, much easier to model the girls. And then let's offer them wise counsel. They are facing a life that is challenging. They have to make tough decisions, and that doesn't become very, very easy. So let's model them. What about social support? Let's create a safe space. Let's create environments where our girls can walk in and ask and feel like they are being encouraged. They are not being condemned. Let's create an environment of fellowship. Let's understand the environment in which they are growing into, and how their maybe circumstances have changed, so that we are there as role models, and we are there and as helping them to be better girls.
Yeah. And that safe space you're speaking about, Ma, it's very much crucial, because, you know, sometimes our children, they would even say, I don't know who to talk to. Or when they finally speak to you, they're like, please do not tell my parents. Please do not tell this and this. So that safe space is very much critical so that our children, you know, they feel safe about coming to us with most of the issues that they are facing. So looking at the ways, in what ways now can our girl children integrate their faith into everyday decisions and actions as they mature? You know, there's this scripture, I actually love it in my home language. I think it's in the book of Proverbs. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Yeah, something like that. It sounds nicer in my own language. you know.
Okay, I wish I could ask you how it sounds in your own language.
It says, kusungula ka vutlhari iku chava Yehova. So yeah, kind of like it.
Wow,
like
that. Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how do they integrate faith into their everyday.
Yes, because I remember with that scripture,
saying we're going to encourage them to have that.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are saying they need to have the daily devotions.
Mm-hmm.
They need to have the daily devotions. Let's encourage them to schedule prayer times. Let's encourage them to join the prayer groups. I think one thing that are good about social media is that if you want to pray with others, you can pray with others, regardless of where you are. And this becomes a great support system. And let's also encourage the girls to meditate.
Yeah.
Meditate. Let's meditate. Let's take time to meditate. Let's encourage the benefits of meditating so that they practice listening to God's words. They practice listening to what God wants to communicate to them. What about text memorization? That becomes very key. They can memorize even a verse in a day. They can even memorize a verse in a day. And that helps to grow their faith because you tend to, as you read God's word, that's just like Joshua 1 verse 8 says, you meditate on it day and night, then are you going to have success. So we need to meditate and memorize on this text. What about reading the Bible? Mm-hmm. They need to continue reading the Bible and participate in church activities. So let's encourage them. Sometimes as adults, we want to say, we are the ones who know these things better. The girls are going to spoil it, but how are we going to pass on the skills? How are they going to know? So let's also engage them in service. Let them do their way. Let's let them make their mistakes, but they will be learning so that tomorrow when we are going, we have a generation that is going to pass on good values. But if we want it the perfect way, the younger ones may not participate. And as they become a blessing in their community, they will tend to love church more. And that will help them also with their spiritual commitment, and that will also help them to build connections and relationship. And they realize that, oh, there are people who are giving us their back. There are people who are interested in what we are doing.
Mm. So what of prayer, Ma? You know, what is the role of personal prayer, Bible study in helping our girls deepen their relationship with God as they transition into adulthood?
So personal prayer and Bible study are very, very key for the following reasons. Number one, it helps them with their connection with God. You know, it helps them to have a strong and a closer relationship with God. What do we mean by that? As they keep praying to God, as they keep, asking him, as they keep reading, as they keep hearing what he's saying in their word. It's like the way we talk to our friends. That builds that connection. They help them to understand God better, and that helps them to develop a relationship. And then it helps them also as they grow in a relationship with God, as they get more connected with God, it helps them also to spend more time with God. They would soon discover that, wow, spending time with God is quite enjoyable, and that helps them to build the intimacy with God. When they develop the intimacy with God, it fills in. You know, like when you don't have that intimacy, it's like you feel like you are missing something. Something is missing in your, but it fills in the void in you. Maybe it's what James 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and he will draw closer to you. So you feel like I have somebody in my life, the desire, that desire is filled up and you feel complete and you feel satisfied. When we feel satisfied, we are able to achieve more.
Yeah.
And then it also deepens our faith. It helps us to understand God's purpose for our lives. And as we understand God's purpose in our lives, it's able to live in accordance with God's will because we've understood what God's purpose is. And then I love James 4 verse 7, submit to God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. And what that is saying is it helps us to overcome sin. So as we submit to God more, as we get connected with him, we are going to find this power, amazing power from God that is going to help us to overcome sin. Let's talk about God blessing us with a peace of mind. You know, Philippians 4:6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God will guard your heart. Mm. So when we are connected with God, when we pray, when we study, we are going to have a peace of mind that surpasses human understanding. We'll be able to have, I think we've found that situations have come and people are like, why are you so calm? Why is this girl so contented? Mm. It's because God gives us the inner peace. And with this inner peace that is coming, we are going to build trust in God.
Yeah.
And we are going to allow him to take charge. We are going to help him to shape our daily walk. We are going to find the strength in God because we know that we are connected, and it increases our hopefulness. Mm. It increases, we are able to have the faith, substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen.
Yes.
Because we know that God is able. Mm. And it also helps the girls to deal with a difficult situation. So personal prayer and Bible study are very, very helpful in helping the girls deepen their relationship with God, because this connection brings about these factors of trust, peace, peace of mind, faith, and aspects of being able to even overcome sin. I don't want to leave out the aspect of also, it also helps them to even now be more compassionate. It helps them to even be more forgiving, because as you read God's words, it helps to discover the qualities of God that they should manifest as Christians.
Thank you so much, Shima. Thank you for that. It was very quite insightful, and I hope that our girl children will grow up to be good women with a strong foundation. I'm going to answer that. Can you please offer a word of prayer for our girl children that, you know, they may take this advice that you are giving them and they may grow up to be those women that are virtuous?
Heavenly Father, we have discussed quite a lot. We've talked about how the personal prayer and Bible study can help our children to deepen their relationships with God. We also talked about our role as the community, as the parents, to help the children cultivate this faith. Our prayer is that your word may be established. Our prayer is that this word will grow where it has been planted. We pray for the girls that, Lord, they may be able to stand firm and stand strong, even with this word that has encouraged them. Thank you for all our dear listeners that were listening. Bless even the other activities that are coming. It is in the mighty name of Jesus that we are praying. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mrs. Mutoya, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you so much. Have a great day too.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.